This is Connie.
Good morning, Connie. This is Charles calling you back. I'm having a really hard time finding Ms. Duke. I've been calling her several times and I can't get her on
Okay, well, she just called me and asked why I hadn't got had anybody to call her.
phone.
I've talked to her twice and you twice, so
She's
you
I
said you
guess
wrote
she
down the wrong
probably
number.
she well, I
Okay.
got 423
Hold on just a second.
six okay.
Okay, go ahead.
423-645-0264.
Yes.
Well, she probably just sees an 800 number or something like that and thinks I'm a telemarketer.
Well, no, I told her you were fixing to call. Have you called just
I
recently
mean,
in the last 2 days?
I called a few seconds before I called you.
Okay, hold
I
on.
was
I'm going
about
to
to
try a
give up.
three-way call. Hold
All right.
on. Okay.
Thank you.
Charles, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay,
Okay,
great.
I have Miss Dick on the line for you.
Great, thank you. Connie, listen, are you at the office?
No, not yet.
Okay. All right. I still needed to get that coverage amount. But I guess I'm gonna go on without it, and now that we have the customer on the line.
Okay.
All
Okay.
right. And thank you so much for your help again.
You're welcome. Thanks,
Okay.
Connie. You're
All
welcome.
right. Hi, Ms. Duke.
Hello.
Hi. It's good to talk to you. Let me see. Let me go back and make sure that I got at least your contact information correct.
Yeah, because I haven't had a phone call other than spam, and I answered it, and it wasn't you.
Really? Because I mean, right before I called her, I called you. I've been calling all
Nope.
along. I figured you were on the line because that's not unusual. But I got, after I called a few times, I got kind of concerned and I said, well, maybe she thinks I'm a telemarketer or something.
Well, it showed spam, but I answered it and it was a recording. It wasn't you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, here we are. Let me see. Wait a minute
We've
now.
tried to change the tire ourselves, but we don't have there's a tool we need to for a different bolt on the tire than we have. So we can't figure it out.
Wait a minute now. So you have a, what is the bolt for? What
To hold the
does
tire on. We've been changing. We've got a flat
it
tire.
do? Oh, you're talking about the lug nut?
Yes.
Okay, and you have special lug nuts that lock or something?
Yes, it must be one that locks.
Oh my God. Okay, that's going to be an issue because if you don't have it, generally speaking, those things are like custom made for, for the
Well,
kind of
they have a
tire.
set of tools here, but there's no tools that fit it. So that doesn't make sense.
Yes, ma'am, I know it doesn't. Did you buy your car new or used?
Brand new. It's a 2023.
Wow. Okay, well, maybe something can be done then. Let me go ahead and start the setup process. Just a moment. I'm going to have to just enter your coverage information as best I can. Let me see. 11764 Plan AU. Okay. And ma'am, may I have the address that is registered to your policy?
355 Galloping Pass, Rock
Okay.
Spring, Georgia. Are you typing it in
Yes,
or just
ma'am.
verifying it? Okay,
No, ma'am.
355.
Okay. Galloping Pass, and that's in Rock Springs.
No S, Rock Spring, Georgia.
Okay.
That's not where we are.
No, this is just we're just kind of recreating your policy information because for some reason the policy number is not pulling it. So
we just got the new, it's brand new, but we just got the new cards in the mail, so we it should be in there somewhere because we've got it right here.
How long? I mean, we don't have to, you said brand new. I mean, is it like less than 3 weeks brand new?
Yes, we.
That's
insurance was as of 11/25.
Yes, ma'am. That's what the issue is. That's what the issue is. We haven't that policy information hasn't filtered down to us. See, we're not part of Horace Mann. We're subcontractors,
okay.
So it takes a minute for it to get to our database. So that's
okay.
What's going on. Okay, but let's try to go on without it. Let me get your zip code, please.
30739.
739. Ms. Duke, are you a teacher?
I was a retired teacher.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. I tried to teach. I lasted one semester. They put me in a junior high school and I ran screaming.
I was in middle school, inner city middle school most of my career.
How? Did you do
you
it?
You're made for what grade? You should have not quit. You should have gone to high school or something. You'd probably been fine.
Yeah. Well, no, I ended up teaching at a couple of universities and a college. So it's a little bit
better.
Oh,
you like the older ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Those kids. Ooh. let me see. And so this is a 2023. And what's the make of your car?
It's a Honda Odyssey.
Okay. I come from a family of teachers. My mother, my father taught, my grandmothers, and my great-grandmother.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And what color is your Honda?
Red.
All right. Okay, system has been running fine all day and now it's getting slow. Can you tell me which tire is flat?
It's the right rear.
Okay, is it driver or passenger?
Passenger side.
Okay. And you'll be needing a tire change. And you say there is a good spare. You
yes.
don't have more than one flat, do you?
More than one what?
Flat.
Oh, just one flat.
Okay. And you do have lacking hubcaps and wheels.
It looks, yeah, that's what we think it is.
Okay. And does your spare tire require a special tool to remove it? It's not like hanging up under the bottom of your Odyssey. You have to lower it.
We already got it out. It was under the seat. Seat behind the driver.
Oh,
we've
I
already
see.
Got it out. We just
okay,
can't
great.
Get that one lug nut off.
Okay, great. Thank you. Let me make a note of that. Okay. So look not at mm. Okay, Ms. Duke, are you on the scene with the car, with the vehicle right now?
Yes.
Okay, I have your home address is 355 Galloping Pass. Is that where the car is right now?
No.
May I have that address?
We are at Hamilton Place Mall in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Oh, my goodness.
Across from the Cheesecake Factory. And I think we're at the in the parking lot of the CVS corporate office. CVS or CBC corporate office.
So that's Hamilton Place Mall, and that's in Chattanooga, you said?
Chattanooga, Tennessee. Uh-huh.
All right. Just a moment. I'm going to go ahead and pull it up and see if I can't find you.
If it's a record service from around here, they'll know right where we are.
Yes, ma'am. I'm assuming so too, but I can't send them until I have a concrete address.
Okay.
The system won't let me do it.
Gotcha.
All right. Hamilton Place, Barnes and Noble's, Bungee Jump.
Cheesecake.
Yeah, I'm looking for it. It's making me hungry. Let's look around. This is huge.
I just said this was
mm-hmm.
CBC corporate office. Look that up. CBC.
CBC corporate office. There's mm-hmm. the Cheesecake Factory.
So we're
it's off,
right across
it's the off on the side.
And okay. I'm looking right at it from the parking lot across the street.
Okay. And I see CBL properties across the street.
CBL, that's it.
Okay,
CBL.
So which
we're
one
in the parking
you?
Lot. We're in the parking
the CBL.
Lot of CBL.
Okay, great. Okay. Just a moment. That's 2030 Hamilton Place, number 500.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. Let me see. It looks like this is going to be covered. And let me see. All right. What I'm gonna do right now is reach out to the service provider. We've been updating our system, and usually I could just punch a button and send someone to you, but I want to make sure that they actually get this job dispatch. Okay.
Okay.
So if I'm going to call you at 423-645-0264, is that your number?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Then I'll give you a call back, and it might be like an 800 or 888 number or something like that. I'm not sure.
I'll answer every call I get.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. And I'm going to go ahead and reach out to them right now.
All right.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.